The to-do list for Parley's Park Elementary School this summer includes a couple of expensive projects. One is to upgrade the heating and ventilation system. The other is repairing a 15-foot-high, 30-foot-long retaining wall above the kindergarten play area. The dirt pile, currently covering a section of the parking area, will be put back before school starts. Park City School District Business Administrator Todd Hauber says the parking lot sits higher than the school's foundation, where the kindergarten wing is located.
So that there's just a large elevation change there. And there was a retaining wall that was holding back the soils and the parking structural area. And that was starting to show some weaknesses, so we determined that we better take care of that sooner than later.
There is a stair that goes into the kindergarten wing that will be improved as well, but once the wall is reinforced, it will look the same. Hauber says when the newer wing was added to the school, it was built with its own HVAC system. Heating, ventilation, and air conditioning.
Another major project that is that we're replacing the control systems for the HVAC at Parley's Park so that we can run the systems more efficiently and in coordination with each other. That's big because it's taking two parts of the building and connecting them all together and making sure you have proper airflow and things like that.
They're changing out the water system, which is a much smaller project and is at its replacement cycle. The preschool playground is getting upgraded as well. Hauber says the water system and preschool playground will cost about $10,000 each. The other two projects exceed the standard spending for summer projects.
Those two at Parley's are significant in and of themselves. Those are the HVAC system's about $1 million project, and the retaining wall's probably $500,000 project. Usually we do projects that are between $50,000 and $120,000.
Park City continues work on the tunnel, which will run under Kearns Boulevard and cross from the high school to the LDS Seminary building. The school district donated land to build the tunnel, but Park City municipal taxpayers are paying for the project. It's expected to ease traffic backups while school is in session. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.